Lesson 3, The Biggest Apple. Randy and Debbie were ready for bed. Mother was reading a Bible story. The story told how King David gave many gifts to build God's temple. The people also brought gifts. They were very happy. "Why were the people so happy?" Debbie asked as Mother closed the book. "They were happy because they were giving to God willingly with all of their heart," Mother said. "That is the way God wants us to give to Him. And He wants us to share our things with others in the same happy way. The Bible tells us that God loves a cheerful giver." "Frank doesn't give cheerfully," Randy said. "When he comes here, I give him my things to play with. But when I go to his house and want to play with his things, he gets mad at me." "Well, sometimes when Dad gives you a candy bar, you don't want to share it with me," Debbie reminded him. Randy nodded. "I do share it, though, but I guess it's 'cause I have to. It's hard to be a cheerful giver all the time, isn't it, Mother?" "Yes," Mother agreed, "but it is the happiest way. The Lord Jesus said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.' He means that we get more happiness from giving to others than we do from receiving something for ourselves, but only when we give it willingly with all our heart." "What about the poor people who don't have anything to give?" Randy wanted to know. "God knows about that too," Mother answered. "Long ago He told His people that everyone should give as he was able, according to what God had given to him. Most people can find something to share with others if they really want to. It doesn't have to be money." "And that reminds me, children, we are going to have visitors tomorrow." "Who is it?" the children asked. "It is Mr. Benton, a friend from out of town, and his little daughter, Mary. They will stay overnight. You both will have a chance to share some of the good things God has given you." "What things?" asked Randy. "You can share your room with Mr. Benton, Randy. He will sleep in the bed, and you can sleep on the living room couch. When you need something from your room, you must remember to knock on the door first." Debbie's eyes were sparkling. "And I will share my bed with Mary, won't I, Mum?" Mother smiled. "Yes, Debbie, and remember, Mary is younger than you. You must be kind to her." "I will," Debbie promised. The next day when the children got home from school, the visitors had arrived. Debbie and Randy said hello to them. Then Debbie took Mary to her room to play. Randy ran outside to play with his friend Peter. After a while, Randy brought Peter inside. "Come on, Peter," Randy said. "I will show you some new rocks in my collection." "No, Randy," Mother told him. "Mr. Benton is resting in your room. Don't disturb him now." Randy frowned. "But Mother, I want..." Suddenly, he remembered the verse, "God loves a cheerful giver." Randy stopped frowning. He smiled at Peter. "Let's go back and play," he said. "I'll show you the rocks tomorrow." Debbie and Mary were playing with Debbie's paper dolls. Mary wanted all the best dolls. She fussed until Debbie gave her the prettiest dresses to put on the dolls. When Debbie got out her coloring books, Mary took the newest book. Debbie reached for a long blue crayon. "I want the blue one too," Mary said. "Take that one," Debbie told her, pointing to a short one. "No," Mary pouted. "I want that long one." Debbie threw down the crayon. "You are selfish," she cried. "You always want the best things." "Debbie," Mother spoke from the doorway, "are you being kind to Mary?" Debbie hung her head. She remembered that God wanted her to share her things cheerfully. "Here, Mary," she said, picking up the long blue crayon. "You can use it. I'll take the small one." After supper, the children played a game. When it was finished, Mother brought out some apples. "Let me pass them around," Mary begged, jumping up. Debbie looked at the bowl of apples. There was one big red one right at the top. Debbie's hand reached for the big apple, then she stopped. She took a smaller apple. Randy took a small one, too. "Goody," Mary giggled. "You didn't see the big one. Now I get it." "Sure, we saw it," Randy said, "but it's selfish to take the best for yourself. And Mother taught us a verse that says we are happier when we give to others than when we get things for ourselves." "Oh," Mary said. She was quiet for a minute. Her face looked sad. "I don't want to be selfish anymore," she told them. Suddenly she smiled and ran into the hallway. From her coat pocket she took a paper sack. "Look," she said, holding out the sack to Randy and Debbie. "I was saving these chocolate drops to eat all by myself, but now I want to share them with you." Randy and Debbie smiled as they each took a chocolate drop. "We will teach you our verse," they said. "It will help you to remember."